Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've been studying 2 Samuel chapter 23, where we've been reading about three mighty men. But then there are listed two men, Abishai and Benaiah, and they weren't in the big three, but they were still mighty men. Abishai struck down 300 men. Benaiah fought a lion in a snowy pit and killed an Egyptian warrior with his own spear. These were not side characters. They were warriors in their own right. And yet, the text tells us they did not attain to the three. That could feel like a slight, but it's really not. Instead, it's a reminder that God assigns different roles in the kingdom and all are valuable. Abishai and Benaiah weren't less faithful or less courageous. They were simply called to serve in different places. Their reward wasn't in a title, it was in their obedience. And this is so important for you and me to grasp today. You may not be the one holding the microphone. You may not be the one on the front of the stage, but your place in God's kingdom is no less significant. Faithfulness where God has placed you is the mark of courageous faith. And so serve well, whether you're in the pit with the lion or you're holding the line behind the scenes. Here are three ways that you can take this and pray. Thank God for your role in His kingdom, whatever it may be. Ask Him for faithfulness and humility in service. And pray to celebrate the victories of others without envy. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Sarah Philemon, our missionary in Romania, and the Russian LifeWord broadcast for the people of Russia and the United States. And remember, courageous faith isn't about the spotlight, it's about obedience to the King wherever He places you.